the news is read by Brian Jennings.
The Cabinet meets in Dublin this morning with Taoiseach Simon Harris expected to express concern that last week's outline trade deal between the United States and the UK could formalise tariffs. Mr Harris, who is Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade, will tell his colleagues that such an environment would be far from the optimum outcome for both the EU and Ireland. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin met Commission President Ursula von der Leyen last Thursday in Brussels, the same day that the EU announced its draft countermeasures to proposed US tariffs should trade talks fail. The hope in both Dublin and Brussels is that a trade agreement with the US can be reached and tariffs avoided. Also last week, the US and the UK announced an outline trade agreement, and the Taoiseach has now discussed the possible implications with Northern Ireland's First Minister, Deputy First Minister and Minister for the Economy. Mr Harris will inform Cabinet today that initial analysis suggests the potential risk to the all-Ireland economy from differential tariff rates has been averted for now. However, he will also express concern that the US-UK trade deal solidifies and formalises tariffs, and that new reality for trading with the Trump administration would be far from the optimum outcome. The Taoiseach has also been in contact with the Trade Commissioner, Maro Šefčovič, about the EU's draft countermeasures to try and avoid any unintended consequences for the Irish economy.
The US President Donald Trump is due to land in Saudi Arabia shortly for the first major diplomatic trip of a second term. President Trump is hoping to secure significant new investment in the US in the trip to the Middle East, where he will visit Saudi Arabia, Qatar and the United Arab Emirates. A state dinner is planned later after Mr. Trump meets Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Our correspondent Fiona Mitchell.
US President Donald Trump's visit to the Middle East is his first major overseas trip since briefly attending the funeral of Pope Francis in the Vatican. The three-day trip will take in Saudi Arabia, Qatar and the United Arab Emirates. The release yesterday by Hamas of US-Israeli hostage Idan Alexander was widely seen as a goodwill gesture to the US president ahead of the visit. Hamas has asked Mr. Trump to continue efforts to end the war, while Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would send mediators to Qatar today for talks on a hostage deal. Qatar has played a key role as a negotiator in Gaza ceasefire talks. The oil-rich state also plans to donate a new Air Force One plane to the US president. When asked if the proposed use of a foreign-donated plane would raise ethical and security questions, Mr. Trump said it would be stupid not to accept such a gift.
The US-Israeli hostage Idan Alexander has been reunited with his family in Israel, hours after being released from 19 months of captivity by Hamas. The 21-year-old soldier, who has been held hostage by Hamas since October 2023, left Gaza last night. Israel's military received Mr. Alexander after the International Committee of the Red Cross said it had assisted his safe transfer to Israeli authorities. The head of the main United Nations agency, UNRWA, has said that Israel's blockade of food deliveries to Palestinians in Gaza constitutes a war crime. Philippe Lazzarini said the Israeli government weaponized food by barring supplies for more than 2 months, an allegation which has been refuted by Israel as lies. Mr. Lazzarini has warned that conditions in Gaza are desperate.
Starvation is spreading. People are exhausted. People are hungry. We can expect in the coming weeks, if no aid is coming in, that people will not just die because of the bombardment, but they will die because of the lack of aid.
Ukraine says its air defence units destroyed all 10 drones that Russia launched overnight. This is the lowest number of drones that Russia has launched in overnight attacks in several weeks, according to observers. A man in his 50s is still being questioned by Gardaí following the seizure of €1.8 million worth of herbal cannabis in County Louth. Around 90 kilos of the drug was discovered yesterday as part of an intelligence-led operation. In the UK, a 21-year-old man has been arrested over suspected arson attacks on two properties linked to the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The suspect was arrested in the early hours of this morning on suspicion of arson with intent to endangering life. Emergency services were called to fires at the doors of two homes in North London, which occurred within 24 hours of each other. Police are investigating whether the fires were linked, and counter-terrorism officers are leading the inquiry because the properties have connections to a high-profile public figure. A Dublin student has led a Cambridge team to victory in one of the UK's most prestigious and fiercely contested quiz competitions. Oscar Despard was captain of the Christ's College Cambridge team, which won University Challenge in a hotly contested quiz against Warwick last night. The team trailed behind for most of the quiz, taking the lead in the final minutes and winning by just 5 points. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, from HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Warm and mostly sunny today, but scattered showers will develop in the south and west this afternoon. Some showers will be heavy with possible thunderstorms. Highest temperatures 19 to 24 degrees, a little cooler near east coasts in a light to moderate easterly breeze.